what time it is. Time to fill in the blank.
You don't like it? This is great. Little kid, come on. Oh, let me guess. You don't like it.
Boy, it sounds
right,
like...
Okay, Christ, you don't like anything today. I can't win. I cannot win to save my life today. Can't win.
I love it. I love it.
The face immediately. Can't win. Anyway. We have all, at one point and another, had a fight, an argument. Could be with a friend, spouse, a buddy, whatever, a boss, over something stupid. Okay? So that is our fill in the blank this morning. The dumbest fight I ever got in was over blank. Now, it doesn't have to be a fist fight. Like, it could be just some long-standing argument, especially in divorces. Right? The dumbest fight I ever got in was over collectible spoons.
Oh.
Right? And didn't we hear from somebody who had a major thing in a divorce over one
At
of those?
At that point, they didn't care. They just wanted to fight about whatever.
Yeah. Like, it was a spoon, like, from the USS Constitution, you know, those little things you buy in the gift shop? Those kind of things. I mean, people fight over stupid stuff.
My neighbor's got a tree and a leaf fell in my yard. Had a pretty long fight over that.
Well, it's a tree. It's leaves fall on the ground. You know?
You'll keep it on your side.
Yeah. You can't. So what is the...
Leave me alone.
Fill in the blank with the dumbest... The fight you've had, the dumbest fight you ever had was over blank. Okay? What was it over? I'm going to give you a second. It does take... It does require a thought. We do spring this on. You don't give you any lead-up time. Dumbest fight I ever got in was over blank at 888-556-7625. Come on. You've had a million band fights. Right? I mean, bands fight incessantly. Right?
I've been pretty fortunate.
One of the dumbest fights I ever got in was over the color label some guy put on his carts in the old days. You used to have commercials were on carts.
Yeah.
And you had a color. It indicated that it was your voice. So, like, let's say if you had brown or tan, I couldn't put two tan commercials. And I worked with this guy. Guy wouldn't put his color on the cart. And we got in a massive throwdown fight over
it.
Who was it? It wasn't Russ, was it?
No, Russ, you kidding me? No, Russ and I never fought. No.
I know.
It was either Jerry Benson or Bob Angel. It was one of those two. Yeah. It was one of those two.
But Benson used to pee in the bushes out front.
Bob Angel, yeah, he did.
But you'd go out and
kill the bushes.
Pee in the bushes.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Don't you do that?
Sometimes. Anyway.
Craig does that.
The bushes are already dead.
Yeah, they're already dead. Jerry Benson killed them.
So it's okay for you.
I got in a fight over the color of a label on a cart. We got like a real nasty thing.
You were right.
Yeah, I was, but it was stupid when you look back on it. Stupid fighting over a label. What about you, Kelly? You must have gotten in fights and disagreements.
Probably sports related.
Yeah.
You know, Carl and I have a few. Carl's never wrong.
Anybody ever get in a fight over like Star Trek versus Star Wars? You know,
no,
those kind of stupid
there's
arguments.
There's nothing to fight over.
I got in a
Star Wars rules.
With one of my best buddies, Bob Lassard, because we were out in the woods drinking one night in the old days.
Oh,
right?
See,
we
were kids, drinking, you had alcohol.
And they were arguing with me about how many shooting stars appeared in the sky. There was a shooting star! I'm like, I'm sober. It was not a shooting. I saw it! And we got into a massive fight over it. Stupid. Okay. Dumbest thing you ever got in a fight over was blank.
Jeff Graves and I, after a night of drinking.
Yeah.
He's very smart, we all know this.
Yeah.
But I think if there's anything that I know more than Jeff Graves, it might be football. I think that I know it pretty well.
Yes.
We got into this big argument one night because he was convinced that they use, you know how when they start like races and they shoot the little pistol up in the air or whatever?
Right.
So that's how they kicked off football games.
Oh my God.
He's like, no, Kayla, they used to do it. And I go, Jeff, no, they didn't. Like, they're not on a football field shooting. No, they didn't. Well, yes, they did. And it only stopped like 10, 15 years ago. Like, you're out of, you're nuts.
If they did it, it was in the 20s. Well, like, if they did it, I don't even know.
I was like, never when we're alive. Oh, yeah, I remember. No, you don't. No, you don't. I guarantee you don't.
Drunken fights are the best.
Oh, we were having a go, too. Yeah, I was I can't even talk to you about this anymore. I love you too much. We need to stop talking about this.
Yeah, that's how it gets.
Yeah.
It gets that. Scotty, the dumbest fight you ever got in was over blank.
I would go and set up my drums in the middle of the band room, and Rob used to complain that I was taking up too much room. So the next week, Rob showed up a little earlier than I did and had his stuff already set up. So the week after, I showed up a little early and set my stuff up. And we went... And it got to the point where Rob would have Tuesdays off.
Oh, yeah.
He'd get up in the morning, have his coffee, do a few things, and around 10 in the morning, go set his gear up. to mess with me. Because I would start on the way home from work around noontime, swing in, set my drums up, and that's, we went back and forth.
He was like the douche at the hotel pool that goes down at sunrise
saves
to put
the
out
seats.
Eight towels.
Yeah. He, you know what I mean? Said, you're taking up too much room.
What a jag
like, okay, so
absolutely.
I'm like, going to get here earlier. Well, yeah. It, yeah.
Laura, do you ever have a dumb, you ever have a dumb fight? What was it over?
Andy and I fought a lot.
Just a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
If you knew Andy and loved Andy, you fought with Andy.
And yeah, there was a lot of dumb things. The worst is what I could and what was I forbidden to eat in the studio or in this office. I would have to eat lunch sometimes out there. And then finally, I just sucked it up and I said, you know what? I'm going to go in here and eat my lunch. And he would sit out in that hallway, even if we were on the air, because he wouldn't want to smell my broccoli or my tuna fish or anything else that I was cooking.
Ludicrous.
That's how dumb.
Such an overreaction.
And he would
be
out there with his sweatshirt over his mouth and nose.
His nose.
In the hallway because of what I was eating. It was the worst fighting ever. And
See, the stupid fight is stupid. Those are the ones you look back and you go, that's pretty funny.
He used to get so mad. Like, you're not allowed to bring that in here.
Yeah.
He says who?
Yeah. I didn't write that rule.
He threw someone's tuna fish off the back deck at the house.
That was his girlfriend.
Yeah. Johnny Wags is on the phone. Johnny Wags, the dumbest fight you ever got in was over blank.
Oh, I got one for you, Cretchy. It happened, of all places, a family cookout, so you know it was one of those stupid ones.
Yeah.
It was over my wife's hair. And it wasn't even with my wife, it was my mother-in-law. You know, her family, everybody in the family, the females have to have the I want to talk to your manager haircut. It's like a rule. So when my wife decided to grow her hair out, that's all my mother-in-law ever told her was how she hates her hair. Well, we're at a cookout once, and there was an aunt who hadn't been up for a couple years, and she's looking at the last cookout pictures from 2 years ago on her phone where my wife's hair was short. So my mother-in-law grabs the phone and goes, John, I want to show you what your wife's hair looked like when it was short so you can see how much better it was.
Oh, God.
I'm like, I'm not having a fight over her hair. This is stupid.
Yeah.
I'm like, and second of all, that's me right next to her in the picture. I remember. I was there.
You know what I hate?
Parents wouldn't drop it.
And moms.
It's about hair.
Moms,
why are we fighting about hair?
When moms do that, when moms are hypercritical of kids, and even when they're adults in front of everybody, I want to punch the mom in the face.
Right?
I really do.
That's not the solution, Greg.
Terrible.
I know.
She tried to walk away from it.
Dude.
She kept bringing it over like four or five times. My dog was there. Every time she would come near me, my dog would get in between me and her and look at me and bark like,
there
come on.
Johnny
get
Wags.
Away from this crazy woman.
Johnny Wags, good for you. I got to tell you, I don't get it. They go after kids and they belittle them. I don't understand it. And it's embarrassing. The person that looks bad isn't the kid, it's the mom when they do stuff like that.
I got a nice email from Nicole who wrote, Star Trek rules, shut up.
Dan is in Canada. Good morning, Dan. Dumbest fight you ever had was over blank.
We were out club hopping, and my buddy John, who's navigating, was being done by Admiral Jose Cuervo, is convinced that we have gone past the place we're trying to get to and would not try to, dude, it's back, dude, it's back there. I'm like, all right, but I can see it. It's over there.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. I love that stuff.
When you add alcohol.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and shaken, not stirred. And when I get you on the phone, tell me right away what the disagreement was. I want to go right to it. Skip everything. Get right to what the fight was about. Laura.
Who is going to get back out of bed to turn off the light? We're both so stubborn, we slept with the lights on all night long.
Some of those battles you have with your significant other, like that right there, that dish has been on the sink for 4 weeks, and I'm not touching it. And he's like, I'm not touching it.
Jeff and I are both very stubborn and do the same thing to each other.
Lasted weeks. It's the route I should drive home from. My now ex-husband insisted I drive a certain way home from work, and I would commit to always driving that route. It was the harbinger of much worse things to come. Yeah, when you're fighting over what route you take home, that's ridiculous.
Bigger problem.
Look, ladies and gentlemen, Poodle's back on the phone.
Poodle
from yesterday. Poodle, what's up, bro?
Hey, Buzz. Hey, I'm in the area, man. I get to listen to you again.
Excellent.
Yeah, I fought my wife over a volume of a song in the car. I wanted it cranked. It was Kings and Queens. You know, Kings and Queens and Guillotines. So I cranked it.
Yeah.
She turned it down. I cranked it again and stuff. I ended up, I was going up 91 in Connecticut and stuff. I pulled the car over, got out, and started walking.
Yeah.
Said that I don't need this crap.
Right.
And a cop comes up behind me, and the cops, you know, we were fighting, and, you know, they kind of found out what we were fighting about, started laughing at us.
That's great.
You know,
that's awesome.
I got back in the car and drove home with her.
There it is. Thank you. Poodle, everybody. You know, when the cops get killed, when the cops get called, nobody gets killed. When the cops get called, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Shannon has fought with her husband about how to spend hypothetical lottery winnings.
Nice. Gretchen, my husband and I got into a big fight over how many envelopes to buy. He said it would save money to buy 300 envelopes. I argued we'll never need that many envelopes. Why? You fought over that. It's stupid.
Listen, I have the same fight with Jeff. Flushing the toilet in the middle of the night. If I pee in the middle of the night, I don't flush the toilet. Oh, I figure I'll wait till the morning. He thinks it's absolutely disgusting.
That is disgusting.
But
do you pay the water bill? You pay the water bill? It's not going to hurt anybody if it's
just... It's loud and
It's not that loud.
It's not enough where... No, you keep it there till the morning.
Nobody wants to go in and see your...
That's what he says.
Gretchen, I work in the kitchen the other weekend. Me and my two friends got into an argument about pooping outside and whether it was weird or normal. It's not. It's not normal. And it is weird. Pooping outside, unless it's an emergency, then you got to do what you got to do.
Sure, it's nice.
Okay? Stupid fight. My husband and I had one of our worst fights over using a slotted spoon in the corn for dinner. You know the one with that drains the juice? Oh, yeah. You better use the slotted spoon.
Agreed.
Let me tell you that. Jay, dumbest fight you ever had over was blank. Was over blank.
Butter.
Yeah.
What butter?
Kind? Cheap butter? Is that what it was? Cheap butter?
She kept buying all this cheap crap, and I finally lost it on the butter.
Yeah. Sometimes you just lose it on the butter. You got to bring the
real
stuff.
That won't happen again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Don't give me the real stuff. Don't give me low-fat peanut butter, okay? You know I don't like it. You know I'm not going to eat
cool,
it.
That's cool, but you're on a diet. I'm not, so
last
stop
time
buying that.
My wife bought the low-fat peanut butter or that natural stuff that turns into oil. I went back out that same day and bought Jif. Brought it home. Boom. Silence.
We almost divorced over the paint color of our dining room.
Yeah, it's good enough, man. Oh, man. Worst fight we ever had was over my daughter's friggin' roller coaster project. Building that God-blessed roller coaster
project. I'll never
project
forget that.
Almost blew our family apart.
The whole
that
family.
That school project almost destroyed my family. It was awful.
I think they hired somebody when Tyler had to do it.
No, no, my nephew Jeff came over.
I don't think they do it anymore.
I went to the Patriots games. I went to the Patriots game.
I
was out.
I'm not
helping you. Gave her every suggestion in the book, but I didn't know what I was talking about. She ended up going exactly with what I suggested, by the way. Terry's on the phone. Listen to this. Terry, dumbest fight you ever got in was over blank.
Kraft Easy Mac.
So, yay or nay?
Huge blowout, was it?
It was in college. We were, you know, hungover. We were arguing over how much water should actually go in the measuring cup in the microwave. And, yeah, it was bad. We broke up.
Yeah, you don't need that stuff in your life, that kind of fight. You're better off, Terry.
Do you think that maybe it was something else that was just kind of the, you know?
No, I think we're just really passionate about macaroni and cheese.
You gotta go with what you love, Terry. You do you, girl.
Yeah.
You go ahead. You do you.
Wow.
Let's go to Taylor. Taylor, the dumbest fight you ever got in was over blank.
Oh, God. My wife, she will take a dump with the door wide open.
Oh.
And she'll want to have a full-blown conversation. It doesn't matter. It's the craziest thing ever. It drives me nuts.
Don't talk to me. If you're on the John doing that, or I'm on the John, don't talk to me. I'm not conversing with anybody.
Your voice is changing.
Yeah, I don't even want to. Oh, my God.